recent advances in technology have increased flexibility and indoor mobility in human-robot collaboration, opening up new opportunities to perform material handling tasks, especially in narrow dynamic environments such as hospitals. Sensing devices, powerful onboard computers, artificial intelligence, and collaborative equipment allow autonomous mobile robots, also known as AMRs, to drive and fulfill material handling activities autonomously. In hospitals, material handling activities are widely performed manually. Hospitals are facing many challenges today, such as departments going lean, keeping up with the latest technology, and the demand for turnaround time on central supply materials, medications, blood samples, and specimens. In today's episode of Automate This podcast, we will dive into how AMRs help hospitals overcome staff shortages, how they improve workflow and patient satisfaction, and we will also discuss AMR technology. In this episode, I'm speaking with Brandon Langdon, who has worked in the AGV industry for over 17 years. He gained experience in supply chain, mobile robots, data analytics, and hospital process improvement. As a seasoned director of sales and solutions, he is passionate about solving workflow problems hospitals face by implementing automation, allowing staff to focus and improve patient care. Brandon has been a member of ASHI and the TAFHM and has spent a lot of time involved in disaster and humanitarian relief. Before joining JBT Corporation, Brandon Langdon spent 11 years at SwissLog, an automated material transport-focused company that included pharmacy automation robots, AGVs, pneumatic tube systems, and mobile robots. Brandon has also spent time at other companies improving workflow with automation using RFID technology in supply chain and pharmacy. In addition, Brandon has had the opportunity to work with many large IDNs from coast to coast with a focused approach on problem solving and providing dedicated solutions. Brandon, thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Automate This podcast.
Thank you for having me, Angela. I'm very excited.
Great. All right. Well, let's get started. What are the main deciding drivers for hospitals to consider whether automation is right for them?
In today's hospital trends, and has been for quite some time, is really coping with staff deficiencies, really ways of improving workflow, which factors into the overall improved turnaround time and patient satisfaction. Those are what we typically see are some of the main driving factors.
Okay, so clearly hospitals are dealing with staff shortages, especially since COVID-19. How does automation bridge that gap?
Well, many of the hospitals are forced to work lean due to a multitude of factors, whether it's staff on vacation, if they're out sick, or just an overall shortage of employees with overfilled beds. A lot of that has been affected by COVID-19. This causes turnaround time to really increase for blood samples, specimens being processed, medications being dispensed to the patients, and just overall material transport slowing down throughout the entire hospital.
So actually, that sounds to me like some of those processes you mentioned are like the perfect applications to automate.
Absolutely. And that's something that we can certainly dive into as we go through this. I mean, from a chief operating officer or department head nurse, they don't want their staff using what I call sneaker power to run between the floors, taking away from patient care. Mobile robots can take on a variety of daily tasks in a multitude of departments, freeing up nursing and other departments.
Yeah, so basically allowing the staff to perform the higher value tasks rather than the repetitive ones. What about workflow? How does automation with mobile robot AMRs improve the workflow?
Well, as we mentioned, they can take on a lot of different tasks. They can be the high priority ones or even the lower priority. They run 24/7, helping really lay out the foundation of deliveries. Again, whether it's specimens within a lab, drugs being delivered to the patient floors, or supplies to the nursing floor. These tasks can be set on demand, or you can schedule to maintain that high throughput.
Can you give me some other examples?
Absolutely. Let's take pharmacy, for example. There are a lot of different hospitals laid out differently. Some have centralized pharmacy, some are decentralized. You may have a satellite pharmacy up in the OR, and whether it's early in the morning before surgeries or after the surgery is complete late in the evening, somebody has to go and replenish all of these medications. So what you're doing is you're taking away manually running all throughout the hospital to run these medications up and to from the different floors. When a mobile robot, you can set on-demand schedules to be able to replenish these instead of a staff member.
Earlier, you mentioned that one of the deciding drivers is patient satisfaction. How does all of this tie into that?
That's a great question. One of the biggest challenges is time when a patient is admitted to the turnaround time for labs to be done, blood draws, or medications being administered. Patients tend to get frustrated when they have to wait a prolonged period of time for these items to be done or medications if they're in a lot of pain. Patients come in for a variation of reasons, whether it's a planned surgery, an ER. What you want to do is a hospital and the patient is be able to marry those two and really get this process. You want the patient in, the patient care, and then the patient out. This is where AMRs come into play and really can maintain that high level of throughput and also decrease those long turnaround times for things being processed.
Yeah, I can see how this ties in all together. Ultimately, the staff is there. The staff that is there can be with the patient performing like the higher value task, as mentioned before.
Yeah, that's really the case. And again, you want your staff with the patient, nurse staff. If you're in the pharmacy or the lab, you want those departments really pumping through all of the different items that they have to process. And if they have to walk away from their area to do other tasks, all it does is slow the process and it becomes built up. So This AMR application would be perfect for implementing and being able to, you know, keep the staff where it needs to be for these high priority items.
All right. Makes sense. Let's switch gears a little bit. I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering, are the AMRs safe when they interact with personnel and patients?
Yes, they are safe when interacting with patients and staff. Our number one goal is safety when it comes to AGVs and AMRs. And JBT has a dedicated staff safety committee, which constantly works on safety measures, not only on the AMRs themselves, but the software side, the guide paths, and just the overall hospital infrastructure. We meet all the ASNI B56.5 safety measures, which is very critical. And what we really do is we try to minimize the interaction in high traffic and patient areas. That's not always the case, but we like to work behind the scenes as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. What safety features are available on the AGVs and AMRs to make sure that they're safely interacting with everyone around them?
Yeah, the AMRs are equipped with 360-degree sensors built around them. Well, that's an AMR, mobile robot, and AGVs, allowing to see its full surroundings. For example, if it's going through a floor and somebody runs out in front of it, it recognizes that motion and comes to a complete stop. Again, there's built-in mechanisms for those types of things that happen. It also has flashing lights and a built-in emergency stop. Mm-hmm. Alarms are also another feature that ensures safe operation around people.
Okay, great. What about implementation? Let's say hospitals have a different automation system that go throughout the hospital. How does an AMR system coexist with their systems?
Yeah, that's a great question. There'll be times with an AMR and an AGV or a different type of automation might cross paths. Then there'll be other times that they're fully integrated and coexist and work together. It's just looking at different roadmaps and interacting together from a software and reporting standpoint. But if you've got two different systems that are completely segregated and they do find those guide paths, it's important that the hospital team works with the vendors to really coordinate priorities. Think of a traffic light where you've got cars going different directions but still crossing a path. You've got green lights, red lights. So it's really just prioritizing who gets first priority and when.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Is it difficult to implement AMRs in an existing hospital?
It's really not, but you know, every hospital layout's different. The great thing about AMRs, they are easy to implement and routing can always be modified. It's really looking at the hospital floor plans and developing a layout that makes sense and understanding what you're wanting to transport and what departments it's going to. Then you can really build that infrastructure to really understand where it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's say I'm a customer and it makes sense on paper to automate, but what are the key challenges that would prevent me from implementing an AMR system?
Space is one of the biggest factors. Again, it's really looking at the hospital infrastructure and developing a layout that makes sense and understanding what you want to transport. what does the routing look like? How many departments are involved? Where am I going? What are my points of service? And then you can kind of take a step back from paper and say, okay, this guide path makes the most sense versus this guide path. We can do that, and these departments are involved. So it's really just meeting with the customer and really walking through what makes sense from an operational standpoint.
Okay, well, how do you get started? What are the first steps to understanding if automation with AMRs or AGVs is right for you?
Yeah, and a lot of times we say, oh, well, that doesn't make sense, or, you know, that looks great, but it really doesn't make sense for us. Ultimately, it's engaging with the vendor. Some of the key things to consider is the floor plans. We do a free on-site assessment, just really looking at the key departments that might be involved, gathering that data and getting a clear picture and developing an ROI to see if it makes sense or not.
Okay, well, what about the key things people should look for when they're choosing an AMR or AGV partner?
And that's really critical. It's really, you want to find one that has a lot of experience and that's financially stable and can fully support you today and years down the road. What you don't want is a startup company that's, you know, never had any experience in this and may not be able to support you a year or two down the road because that technology doesn't exist or they run out of funding. We've been in business in the AMR and AGV market for over 35 years. I think we have designed over 550 systems, and I think we currently have over 6,500 AGVs operating in different vertical markets. We provide simulations that give you insight of that real-time workflow, and we have a dedicated hospital team that's all they focus on is hospitals, and it's really focusing on and determining your needs, not ours.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have given us some great information today, especially for someone who's just starting to think about mobile robots. Is there any additional advice for someone just getting their feet wet with material transport automation that you can share with our listeners today?
Yes, just understanding your current challenges, and could an AMR application solve or relieve some of these challenges for you? Again, it may look good on paper, but you know, when you come on site and really walk through, if it makes sense, that's one thing that we can always provide. And we could say this does make sense or it doesn't make sense and really put it all together. I'm always happy to provide a lunch and learn or one-on-one to answer any questions customers have and look at potential applications. I know there are many hospitals that they want to look at four departments for an AMR application, but only two make sense. And that's the case.
Well, I want to thank you for your time today, and I look forward to speaking with you again. Your contact information will be included in the podcast description, so if anybody wants to reach out to you, they can reach out to you directly.
Well, thank you for having me, Angela. Again, if anybody ever has questions, more than happy to answer those and see if it's something that makes sense for your facility.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.